Dare Today with Hannah Kelly.
With Whitewater Shopping Centre Newbridge, celebrating 20 years of fashion, food, film and fun. With style, with pleasure, with you.
Now, yesterday, KFM was contacted by a listener who got an email from Kildare County Council asking for personal information in quotes to identify and fix any errors to ensure that electors are clearly identified, so no confusion is caused on polling days, and to ensure an elector's right is not affected, end quote. And according to that letter seen by ourselves here at KFM, it does look like Kildare County Council is currently carrying out database cleansing as part of the overall national project to update the voting register. That's what the letter that we saw here. And then only a few hours after looking at that letter, sending an email off to KCC, I read in the Irish Examiner that the Electoral Commission said that around 300,000 names have been removed from Ireland's electoral register in the last 2 years. In a report last year, the Commission warned that there are hundreds of thousands more names on the electoral register than there should be, including dead people, but that there is no way to find out that exact number. And it got us thinking, if, you know, that story with the Electoral Commission saying 300,000 names have been wiped relates to this story or this letter that this listener sent us, saying that Kildare County Council is currently carrying out database cleansing. And joining me on the line now is Brian Dawson, Head of Communications and Public Engagement at the Electoral Commission. Brian, good morning. Thanks for holding the line there.
Good morning, Hannah. It's good to be on with you again.
And I suppose, taking into account that it looks like the register is so unclear, would it make sense that someone would receive a letter like this from Kildare County Council or their local authority in relation to updating the voting register?
Yes, absolutely. I suppose, just to give you some of the background, as you said, we've had this legacy in Ireland of our registers being a bit overpopulated, is probably the polite way to say it, that we've had people who've moved away, people who've died, and also just issues with the registers where people could have been registered under different names with different spellings, you know, Irish spellings, English spellings, that kind of thing. So that's a kind of legacy issue. But what we are doing, and also local authorities working with the Department of Housing are doing, is they're undertaking quite a significant project to clean up our register. And the project is called the Local Government Electoral Registration System, because at the moment, Hannah, and you're probably aware of this, but your listeners might not be, we don't have one electoral register in the country. We have 31, one for each of the local authorities. And often they don't talk to each other. So someone like myself, I'm a Galway native originally. I could have went to college in Galway, registered down there, worked in Dublin, I live in Kildare. I could be easily registered in three different places. And because those registers haven't historically been talking to each other, if I wasn't very, very proactive in removing myself each time, then, you know, that's three separate entries on the register. Mm. So the brilliant guys in Kildare County Council and in the franchise teams across the country are being really proactive at the moment and sending out letters, contacting people to try and identify where there are duplicates, where are there entries that need to be removed from the register. And that work is being really effective. And I suppose the point of that is to get us to a point, ideally before the next set of elections in 2029, where we have a much more accurate and a much more modern electoral register, so that we can have, you know, a real confidence in the details that are on there.
Of course. And I remember being contacted by the listener yesterday. They were just asking the question, maybe a bit confused, saying, I thought my details were already on there. Like, do I need to fill this out again? But by the sounds of it, especially if local authorities, Kildare County Council, are doing this, what they're calling it, a database cleanse, it is quite normal and people shouldn't be taken by surprise if they do receive a letter like this.
Exactly. So what I was chatting to the guys in Kildare County Council yesterday, what people will receive is a one-page letter, and alongside that will be a free post envelope. And it's so important that people who get these letters reply and fill out the form, make sure their details are up to date, and send it back to Kildare County Council. So, because otherwise, you know, the people who are maintaining the register can't know that the entry is correct. So you know, each of us have a responsibility to check our own entry on the electoral register and make sure it's correct. And if it's not correct, to help update it with your PPSN number, your air code and your date of birth alongside your address. So, you know, and this information is all been put in there to make sure that your registration is correct and also to try and avoid duplicates.
Mm. One listener has texted in saying that they don't need to know anybody's phone number or email, but I have this letter in front of me and it just has starred saying that the telephone number and email is required in case they need to contact you to clarify details.
It's so that if say, for instance, that someone inputted their air code or the PPSN number incorrectly, you know, if there was a typo or something, that they could just give you a call and double check that if they needed to. So that's the reason that's asked for.
Mm. And looking more, I suppose, generally at that report that over 300,000 names have been removed in a 2-year period, that is so many names, to be honest. Is that amount expected to be done in that time frame, or is it just a complete overhaul of the system that they're trying to correct?
Yeah, so as I say, there is a pretty fundamental overhaul of the electoral register being done to migrate from a system where we have 31 separate electoral registers to actually creating a single unified database so that we have not 31 but one register. And obviously, as everyone knows who's worked on databases, that would make it much easier to spot and to make sure that there's duplicates are removed, and also people who've died or people who've moved away, that it makes it a much easier way to maintain the register and to make sure it's accurate and up to date.
Of course, and reading about it yesterday, and as you were saying, Brian, that hopefully the Electoral Commission is saying by 2029 the database should be even more accurate. But I suppose there is still a lot of work to do behind the scenes in getting that. I mean, again, getting that many names updated or off the list, it does take some time.
It does. And I'd really encourage everyone who's listening to go onto a website called checktheregister.ie, all one word, checktheregister.ie, and just take 5 minutes while you're having a cup of coffee. Do it on your phone and just check that your details are correct and up to date. Because what we want as Ireland's Independent Electoral Commission is for everyone who is eligible to be able to use their vote. And as I say, there's no elections coming up in Kildare for the foreseeable until 2029, but we have a rolling register that you can update your details whenever you want. So just take 5 minutes, check your details are up to date. And then if there are any changes in your household, you know, if you move house, if someone turns 18, if someone moves away, or if unfortunately someone dies, please do make sure those details are updated, so that, you know, particularly where someone has passed away, it can be really distressing when an election rolls around to get a polling card for someone who's no longer with us.
Of course.